2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists.
Be my safe harbour if you want me. Be that soft light showing on the rising.
Here's an interview with Valley Road chatting to Tiff.
Okay, so we're back again in the studio, and now I've got Beck and Marty here. So I'll just put their mics up so we can hear them. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have you here in beautiful Yakandanda. So good to have you at the festival.
It's such a beautiful spot.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful festival.
So
first time playing here, but you've brought out a new album last year called Valley Road. So, so it's fantastic to have your music here as well, because I particularly love your album because it featured, as I said before, my number one.
Yeah, we were very excited about that.
Yeah, and to be honest, for me to rate an album that highly, it's because all the songs are fabulous. It's not just like there's just one. So I just loved listening to your album because there's a lot of storytelling in there, beautiful harmonies, and just gorgeous, songwriting. So I'm really excited to have you here in the studio, giving some demo of some of the music as well, but also get to see you live over the weekend. So you're playing at 12 today.
Yes,
At the Yak Hotel. Yep. And then at 3, is it?
That's right.
St.
James.
Yeah, great.
Lovely, intimate one.
Yeah, St. James is a really nice venue as well. Yeah.
And then tomorrow we're at the courthouse.
Yeah, around midday.
Yeah, midday. Yeah.
3 shows, yeah.
4:15, I think. Yeah.
All right, so plenty of opportunity for people to find you.
Yes.
And, it's really good. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, I might just jump into a question if you're right. We're going to play a bit of live music as well, but we're going to jump into a little bit of some questions. So I'm really curious to know how things started off with you guys. You know, where was your initial inspiration? Where did it all start?
In terms of just music in our lives?
Yes, music. I'm always curious when people take on a career as a singer-songwriter or writing music, where did it all, first happen?
I kind of grew up in a semi-musical house. Mm. Grew up on a farm, sheep farm, but my dad he's a great singer and he writes his own songs as well, sort of Australian historical bush ballad kind of stuff. I actually used to perform with my dad a little bit, which was fun.
It's a beautiful thing, those two singing together.
But, my mum and my sisters played a bit of piano and my brother dabbled in bass and stuff. So there was always just a lot of music going on. And from a really young age, I was I just really enjoyed singing. It just brought so much joy and still does. It's a huge, part of... Yeah, it's just a big joy in my life, just singing. There's no better place than singing. And I can remember, even as a 5-year-old, singing "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" from Oklahoma.
All right.
For my grandma, and they just thought it was the most delightful thing. I was serious about it, but looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see how that's pretty cute.
Yeah. Oh, great. So you love the drama or the storytelling of music as well?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of different music in our house, really nice record collections and things. Mm-hmm. My mum was a big folk fan, and she kind of drew me into people like Bob Dylan and John Denver, Jim Croce, that kind of stuff. So I was kind of drawn to that folk stuff. My dad was a big Buffy St. Marie fan,
right?
Which was a good influence.
Yeah.
So I think the folk, that folk genre has a lot of storytelling in it.
Yeah, it does. I love that way you can just find these characters in, and also you capture a little bit of, I don't know, I think that song 1982 that you do, I so related to that because, it was very Australian, obviously, but just that you know, a bit of understanding of that time, the feeling. You really captured that so beautifully in that song, you know, that lack of rain and everything, you know, that we all dealt with. But it's so important for folk music to capture times and places and people, isn't it? I feel anyway.
And I mean, singing what you know is like, there's, if it comes from that place, it, there's just, it's so much more powerful because it's, you know, you can feel it. If someone's telling their own story.
Yeah, that's true. And I do love the emotion you guys put into your music. It's one of the things that I always look for when I'm putting my shows together. I love that soul. I call it a soul feel anyway, but it's people put their soul into their music and it, you can tell.
That's
do you know what I mean?
Bring the heart.
Yeah, that word, you definitely do it, which is great. All right, well, we can, how are you feeling about playing?
Well, speaking of heartache, we might start with, we might start with When Will You Fall For Me, which is the cover that we do of a song made famous by Vicar and Linda Ball, but written by Mark Seymour. And we've been singing this song together for a long time, and it, we've just always loved the emotion in it. And our version, I think, just really leans into that.
Yes, absolutely. So good. All right. Okay, let's jump into that.
Morning voices.
Yeah. Good warm up for you.
I'm gonna flip this
around. Who's gonna save you, darling? Who's gonna save you when you fall? Before they come to take you down, take your picture off the wall. Who's gonna wait until you're strong? I hope it's not too long. Let me know if you're alone before I come to take you home. When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me? Oh yeah, the truth is in the telling, darling. Every lover's got a mind. Oh, I remember every word you said. What's left you will return. If you tell me one more lie, our love will surely die. Let me know if you're alone before I come to take you home. When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me? Sooner or later, darling, your eyes will open to the sun. Oh yeah, you're gonna have to face the morning. There'll be nowhere else to run. Let me wait until you're strong. I hope it's not too long. Let me know if you're alone before I come to take you home. When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me? My love, you can't deny it. You won't know until you try it. So give it in. Burn.
So give it air, let it breathe. When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me? Who's gonna save you, darling? Who's gonna save you when you fall? Before they come to take you down, take your picture off the wall. Who's gonna wait until you're strong? I hope it's not too long. Let me know if you're alone before I come to take you home. When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me? When will you come to your senses? When will you fall for me?
Wow. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys just make that song completely your own. Like, you know, it took me a while to realise it was a cover, actually. And then I realised, yeah, I'd heard it before, and it was the Vicar and Linda version that I'd heard. But yeah, definitely. It's
very different feel.
Very different feel, but just so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
do
it
so well.
It.
Yeah, well done.
It can be emotionally draining, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, I can imagine, yeah. You have to find really that depth in yourself. Yeah, gorgeous.
Also, just draining of breath. In the bridge there, you just like, we come out and we're like.
That's so true. And the reality of, being a performer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, well, tell me a little bit about your musical journey. You're living in regional Victoria, but full-time artists, or?
No, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's the goal, but, so we both live in central Victoria, so I live near Castlemaine, off-grid, on a bush block.
Oh, beautiful.
So, moved up there a few years ago, lived in the area on and off for a while, but the last three and a bit years, been living in Tooton bushland.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is really beautiful.
Yeah.
I get a lot of inspiration living there. It's just a really tranquil and beautiful place, and I just find being surrounded by nature is just the best thing for me in terms of creativity and just feeling like myself. So, I really love it.
Yeah, I'm a wool grower in my working life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, family farm and, we live. Sort of, it's probably 30 k's northeast of Kyneton.
Okay,
We're in the middle of shearing at the moment, actually.
So yeah. All right.
Is it the next big event?
Oh, yes. I can imagine. Yes, they'll be wondering why you're not there.
Hopefully my brother is going to get some sheep in the shed for me on
tomorrow. It's straight back to the...
Straight back. Monday it starts.
Yeah, it's always a big week shearing, yes. Having grown up in the country myself, so I totally relate to, you know, the seasonal calendar is so important.
Yeah, that's right.
So the music kind of revolves around that to some extent.
It can be,
But then, you know, you can't resist an opportunity to play at Yak, so...
Totally.
Absolutely. Sneak away, which is great, Yeah, one of my other favourite artists, I don't know if you know him, Del Barber, he's from Canada. Anyway, he's a farmer as well, so he does all his music around farming, and I always think it's amazing when people are that connected to the land and understand the seasons. It does bring a lot into their, you know, I guess, I don't
it
know,
is a
songwriting.
Nice way to live in a way, like, you know, this time of year, it's a bit like, get me out of here, but there is a lot of sort of downtime, I guess you call it, but... you know, where I'm just fencing during the winter and doing maintenance.
Yeah.
That's my favourite time. It's more peaceful, yeah.
Yeah. And how did you guys go through COVID? Was that a time of creativity for you, or was it a difficult time?
Yeah, I guess we had very different things going on. I was running a cafe in Melbourne back then, so that was really tricky from that perspective. But I did actually that was around the time I'd taken a bit of a break from songwriting, not intentionally, but I just hadn't been writing much, and it was actually just around that time that I started to write again. So probably having less social life happening meant more writing, which was there's always a silver lining to these things, but obviously it was really hard in other ways. Mm. But it didn't dampen my creativity in a way that I know it did for some people.
Yeah. A lot of people found projects too, didn't they? Like, you had to kind of find another thing in your life, you know, and I feel...
Life, for me, didn't change too much, I guess. Just a bit more isolated, but the farm just kept going. We've got... Me and my partner have small kids, so I did have to do a little bit of homeschooling.
Right, okay.
That would have been a change.
Yeah, very good. All right, so... And... that song that you just played is a single, I think, at the moment.
That's right. So we've released it. It was already out on the album, but we released that single a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Had some really nice feedback from Vicar and Linda and Mark Seymour, which was pretty
great.
Exciting.
They loved it.
Yeah. We had some really nice comments from them, so... Yeah.
And so you've brought out the album last year, so obviously it's gone down well.
I think so.
How are you seeing it?
I think it's been great.
Yeah.
We had, I don't know if you know how the album was made, but we were a last minute call up for this little festival near me called the Burke and Wills Folk Festival 2 or 3 years ago, and someone got COVID and... the organiser, Andrew Patterson, rang me up and said, can you do something? I'm like, oh yeah. And Beck and I had done a wedding the day before, so we were pretty well rehearsed, and we did a performance at this festival, and there was a few members from the Troubadour Foundation there, and they decided to award us with an award to record this album with Rob McCormick.
Specifically Rod, yeah.
Great.
So,
that we were kind of forced into it in a way.
But you had material, you were already performing.
But we probably hadn't really kind of solidified as a duo.
Right.
And it was funny because I was saying to Marty around that time, I was like, oh, maybe we should, you know, do stuff more regularly and take it a bit more seriously. And, you know, Marty's very much got his hands full, so he was like, oh, it would be really nice, but I don't know. And then the stars intervened.
As it was meant to be.
Yeah, so it was great.
It's like, I guess we're doing it then.
Yeah, so big thanks to the Troubadour Foundation. Yeah. And Rod McCormack was just super generous with us and just a dream.
Still
to work
is,
with.
Yeah.
So you went up to
his studio.
Yeah.
Central Coast.
And how long did it take to record
it? Like about a week.
Yeah. But then there was a lot of work afterwards, and we had Gabby Blissett, who's a beautiful fiddle player, come in. We were in Melbourne, in Victoria, and she went into the studio up there, and we attended by Zoom. So, you know, there was bits and pieces that happened afterwards, but the bulk of it was us driving up Hume, hanging out up there with Rod for seven days and coming back.
Yeah.
And it was like a dream, wasn't it? It was just like we were in some weird bubble.
Yeah. And were you happy with the end result?
So happy.
Yeah,
that's the thing when you go into the studio, and I'd met Rod before, Beck hadn't, but I hadn't met him in that scenario in the studio, so it is a bit delicate, you know, you've got these songs and you don't know how the producer's going to treat them and if they're going to connect and do the right thing, but I think it really worked, and he kind of got us pretty
yeah.
I think I have to say, I think he did, because he didn't overproduce anything.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I love the strip back feel.
We gave him some good reference material, like we're big Joan Shelley fans, and he never heard of Joan Shelley, so he was like, oh yeah, I get it.
And
he really loved it. So
yeah,
and we just worked well together. It was a really nice, easy relationship, and I think it just flowed, didn't it?
Great start, first album, and now you're playing here at Yak, which is brilliant, so so good.
Yeah.
I love those stories where people do get their music out into the world because it so deserves to be heard, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it makes you think of all the ones that just don't get made, you know. Like,
that's
there's
true.
There's so many artists that have that potential to to do what we've just done and...
That's right. There's a lot of people writing music and singing and, don't always have all the stars align
respect.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Yeah, we've been really lucky.
So you've got another song, I think, have you? Is that right? Yeah. Or a couple, maybe some new stuff?
Thought we might play a new one.
Yeah, that would be great.
Shelter. Shelter?
Or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll jump into some more music from Valley Road. You're with Div on Indigo FM, and this is our breakfast show for the Yakandanda Folk Festival. Here we go.
Just to make sure for everyone's benefit that we're
in. Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, so this song is... If we're hoping we'll make another album. And
We actually have recorded
this one. Yeah, we went up last September to...
We did a tour around Sydney and Rod said, come into the studio, so...
Yeah, and just put down a track.
Started on the next album.
Yeah, so we've officially sort of started.
You are.
All right, this is Shelter. It's been a hard day and I'm longing to see it. I take a scene where I'm never sure of what I'm headed for. A kiss or I miss you, I hold you and feed you. Look for a sign, this is home, but it's like there's a lock on the door. And I don't have a key anymore. And it's playing out in my dreams, where the moment passed, how it seems. So be my shelter, be my fire, and you'll draw me. Be my comfort, be my safe harbor. If you want me, be that soft light showing on the horizon that tells me I'm.
Life that remained to be told in a tumble, but no one's to blame for the rubble that's left in the pile on the floor. We've been trying so hard to ignore.
So we put it apart as if love were a puzzle. Examine the pieces, but nobody knows where they go anymore. And we let them fall to the ground. Draw me near. So be my comfort, be my safe harbor. If you want me, be that soft light shining on the horizon. Be my shelter, be my fire, be my shelter.
Oh, wow. such an honour to have that song here. Aww. I'll be the first. Well, I don't know if the first to hear it, but anyway.
It's fairly new.
Yeah. So good. Oh, yeah. So I just can't believe you guys are here.
So nice to be here.
Yeah,
it really is. Thanks for having us.
No, it's fantastic. So, yeah, if you're out there, just make sure you check out this duo. They're amazing. So, yeah, coming up through the festival. All right, so I was going to ask you about your plans after this. Have you got other specific plans or touring or?
We've got to kind of gear up again because
we've got through shearing.
Yes, of course. So it's been a bit of a quiet time over just that summer period because the farm takes a lot of attention at this time of year. So we're kind of putting the feelers out now to what we're going to do next, and we're interested to come and play some gigs up here actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hoping we've to got do a little.
So I grew up in a little area called Bainton. We're actually playing at the Bainton Hall.
Yeah, that'd be really
April,
nice.
In April, which would be nice. We've never done a Bainton gig.
No.
It's a very small area.
Yeah, so that's kind of the regional spaces you're kind of looking.
Yeah, we like playing regionally.
I think so, yeah.
It suits us.
I think we'll probably try and do some interstate stuff.
Yeah, we're hoping to go to Adelaide.
Adelaide stuff and maybe back up to Sydney again.
But we haven't sort of got concrete things lined up for that yet. We're playing in at Casey Radio on John Broughton.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he's getting us in to do one of their songwriters sessions.
Great.
At Casey Radio, so that's on
because
the 12th of May.
You did an interview with him, didn't
you?
Yeah,
he's been a really great support as well.
Yeah.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah. It's great to have support through community radio, I imagine.
It really
so
is.
It's been so great. I think I really underestimated that, to be honest. I didn't have my finger on the pulse of community radio around Victoria, but because you just sort of only know the ones near you, kind of.
Yeah,
it's a really impressive network.
Yeah,
I think it's growing too because there's a whole internet radio as well.
Yeah.
But once you start to get played on even ABC Country, have you been played there?
Yeah, we actually had Feature Album of the Week.
Oh, fantastic.
On there.
Yeah,
which was a bit of a thrill, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were interviewed by Becky.
Great.
So I think
you're right, that network is out there in terms of listeners and reaching them. It's fantastic
it's
to get
amazing.
Out there.
And just for artists like us, that we don't have a label behind us and things, so it's been really incredible that having that support just to help get our stuff heard, because otherwise just it wouldn't happen.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's where, I know streaming is, people sort of say that, but at the end of the day, once you're out there, people go and look for you and find you.
That's right.
Yeah,
and it kind of flows from there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of independent artists who do become quite well renowned and successful because they can get their music out there and people connect.
Mm.
And once they connect, they go and look for it and it's there.
Yeah, there's an upside, isn't there?
There is an upside.
It's more
accessible. Yeah, I think it's the accessibility. Obviously, financially, maybe not so, but coming to festivals and seeing everyone play and being able to sell their merch and just getting known. And then it builds, doesn't it?
You keep chatting for a sec, but maybe we should play 1982 because Tiff mentioned it before.
Oh, it's such a beautiful song.
I'm just going to retune, but you guys keep chatting.
Well, tell us a little bit about that song because, I just found it just this gorgeous capture of Australia around that time when we went through all those drought years. And if you grew up in the country, you'll remember the dust storms and everything that went through.
Having been, it's kind of autobiographical in a way. I was born in that year, and it's kind of conversational as well, because especially amongst the farming community, you hear a lot of people reference that point, and I think it was a point in time where farming practices did change a bit. Before, I think coming out of the 70s, it was so wet in this part of the world anyway, in this sort of southeastern part of Australia, and then so the people stopped to the hilt and just didn't know about protecting the soil.
So
I think it's it is a kind of a turning point, because they've bared off the ground so much, and there's this intense dry period and high winds and just
It was quite freaky. I mean, I was living in Dookie at the time. Mm-hmm. And just when that concept of what is that? That is soil being moved, yeah. Like going up. Just
that's right. Apparently there was mallee dust found on the New Zealand Alps. Like.
I know. So it was quite confronting to think your soil could just get up and leave your farm.
Yeah,
you know?
There's impressive photos of Melbourne, isn't there? Yes. A huge wall of dust just like about to engulf it. Have you seen those photos?
Yeah.
But I also think the song speaks a lot about the resilience of country people as well, and how they just pull together and just support each other through really tough times.
Yeah.
So, there's definitely that in the song. It's a gorgeous song.
Yeah, thank you. That also features a bit of fiddle from Gabby Blissett on there.
Gabby Blissett,
She plays in Bushwhackers. She plays with a heap of different artists.
Her and her partner have their own duo called Wickersweet, which is great.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard of them.
Like bluegrassy kind of stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear that. Fiddle and other sort of instruments come in.
So no fiddle today, but... actually, Lucy Wise is going to jump up with us for a few songs and play fiddle this afternoon.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
The other beautiful benefit of coming to Yak is you get to spend time with other musicians that collaboration and hearing their music and understanding everyone else's, you know, where they're at with their, you know, songwriting. And
yeah, that's a huge part for me personally. Mm. I love just the community of musicians. It's great. It's really nice.
Absolutely. I've absolutely loved that, being more connected in the folk music world in the last few years, and just getting to know people and then seeing them again and again at different festivals and things, and then those relationships just keep growing. And so now it's like you walk around like, hey, you know,
scenes, I think. Like, yeah. It does seem really...
There are genuine connections formed.
You get that feeling. And we have a lot of artists who live in this area as well. And, just that community that they create is fantastic. And I think this festival in particular, being a bit smaller, feels much more, a little bit more relaxed. But those ability, those times to connect up and in between your shows, obviously, because you're busy. Yeah. But, they seem to present themselves a bit more.
Yeah, you're not rushing around. Having to cover big distances and things, so it's...
Yeah, that's right. Everything's very just here.
Meander.
Yeah. Meander around, that's right. it's great. All right, how are we going? Are we ready to jump into?
I think, let's do it.
All right, let's hear. We're listening to Valley Road with their song 1982, which came out as a single as well, did it?
Yes. Right, the second single. November or... No, sorry. It'll be like September.
We've got Marty and Beck here in the studio at Yakandanda, and you're with Tiff, and this is our breakfast show, so we'll just swing round to 1982.
People often say that it feels just like 1982. When the rain never fell and the grass never grew. Waiting for a match to set it free. And 50 million tons of soil looked up to the sky. There's blind out to sea. And people often say this year's like 1982. People often say that it feels just like 1982. When the rain never fell and the grass never grew. Keep on trailing, graying for ghosts, our eyes to the sky. We live in hope. We get down on our knees to pray, but what the wind brings, it'll take. People often say this year's like 1982. People often say it feels just like 1982. When the rain never fell and the grass never grew.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. That was just wonderful. So great to have you here in Yak, and yeah, listening to your music here in the studio. So that's brilliant.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no worries. And yeah, so we'll just go through those shows again. So 12 o'clock at
the Yak Hotel.
Yeah, so that's the bottom pub. Yeah. Yes. And then, because we always call them bottom and top pub. Yeah, well, star, yeah. I don't know. Everyone just lists two. So. And then at St. James, which is the little church.
Just
3:15. Yes.
And then tomorrow, 12:15 at the courthouse.
At the courthouse, yeah, and that's a really nice venue as well. Yeah. So, yeah, we just saw Scott Cook there recently. Yeah. It's just gorgeous.
So
I know. And he's doing this tour at the moment. But yeah, so it's always such a pleasure to get to see live music. I have to say, I love playing my music on my radio show. But when I come out to a festival or go out to a gig and see live, get to meet, you know, people as well, there's just something very special about connecting with an audience.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another element, isn't it, to your music?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And even just hearing a little brief backstory on a song or something can give it so much more power.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. So you guys are going to do amazing this weekend. So yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.